from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like Chase Daniel, the longtime backup quarterback in the NFL. I've always thought he's a great story, and he kind of turned a nice career in college into a good career in the NFL. So now that eraser phrase is out of the way, by the way, I like some of the stuff that he does in the media. I definitely got annoyed over the weekend, though, as reacting to the preseason game in which the Browns, by the way, were down by 14 points, in which the Browns losing the game made them 0-3 in the preseason. Chase Daniel grabbed a highlight of, I think it was Tyler Huntley, on the touchdown pass late in the game, and he said, forget about the $230 million. Is there a world that Jameis Winston, DTR, and Tyler Huntley are all better suited than Deshaun Watson to run Stefanski's offense for the Browns? And I don't know whether it's low-hanging fruit. I don't know if it's a cheap shot. And call it whatever you like. The tweet kind of annoyed the hell out of me, though.
You're triggered.
Well, you're talking about a throw in the preseason. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's like, and here's the thing, especially quarterbacks, but former NFL players talk all the time about lazy sports talk narratives. You cherry picked an okay throw in a preseason game against fours to say, well, maybe Tyler Huntley's better suited than Deshaun Watson. But where's the comparison? Have you seen him in the new offense? Have you seen him? You haven't seen Deshaun all preseason. So here's the thing. This is not pro or anti Deshaun. It's anti piling on, which is all I feel like a good 30% of analysis on Deshaun right now ever is. So like, I don't know, man. I do feel like I'm in a weird position to somehow defend Deshaun Watson, which I don't really care to do. All I'm not doing with Deshaun is just, well, he sucks, the contract's stupid, it's the worst trade in history. And I get, like, I don't know what it is in sports fandom that, because it's a shorter trip to the most negative conclusion, we'd rather get there so we can just have something definitive. Which, like, the whole point of being a sports fan or being an observer, or even with the Deshaun thing. Like, am I confident it's going to work out? I wouldn't use the word confident. Like, am I confident that it's not going to work out? Not really. I don't know. It's been a long, strange 2 years. And I'm thankful that he appears to be healthy. I'm thankful that they finally appear to be on the precipice of building an offense that actually fits his skill set. And stripping away some of the things that maybe Stefanski was overly loyal to, that just because it worked for middle-of-the-road quarterbacks doesn't mean it works for this, right? You don't drive a Ferrari the same way you do a Honda Civic.
Oh, I know.
They're both damn good cars. But, like, I don't know, man.
Well, one is a lot cheaper to fix.
That is true. That is true. And, by the way, ironically, Deshaun has not been cheaper to fix, so it makes sense.
Fair enough, yeah. Right?
Like,
yeah.
Baker apparently just needed to be in an offense, or just needed to be in a situation that wasn't completely bonkers like he was in Carolina, and all of a sudden he's fixed.
He just needed better tires.
Yeah, and whatever an offensive line is, would that be a grill? I don't know. We're getting lost in the sauce here. But, no, I mean, I just...
a grill is something different.
Well, because it's the protection. It protects
I was thinking about, like, the Lil Wayne grill or something like that. I don't even know if he has a grill.
I'm at the front grilling cars. But I guess you could say, like, bumper. I don't know. Again, we're very much getting lost in the weeds.
Sorry.
And no. It's totally me. I'm taking it there. But no, I mean, I just think, like, am I hoping for something definitive to come out of this year? Of course I am. Who wouldn't hope that he is better this year, or that he gives us 14, 15, 16 games? Frank, I have a feeling this is going to end up in a little bit of a Donnybrook here, but what do you have for us, Frank?
I guess you just used the word. We're all hoping. We're all sitting here hoping and waiting and expecting that maybe Deshaun Watson will have a good year, but we don't know. So we have to talk about both sides of the coin.
Well, yeah, and but I think, so real quick, Frank, yeah, I'll give you a chance to answer this. But this is specifically okay. About an NFL analyst who played quarterback in the NFL speculating about three quarterbacks who've played in the preseason versus a guy who hasn't in an offense that isn't Kevin Stefanski's offense. So it's less that we, like you and I, are in agreement with Deshaun at the same point saying, well, these other three guys might be better. It's like, where's the analysis there? What are you basing that off of? I think that's where my annoyance is.
Yeah, well, maybe he's thinking about it from the standpoint that those other three guys aren't expected to do anything other than just run the offense and throw it when they're supposed to throw it, whereas Deshaun, at times, tends to hold the ball, doesn't appear to make quick decisions, and appears to run around to try to over-make a play. Maybe that's what he's saying. I don't know. But
go ahead.
I'm uncertain about Deshaun Watson. All the fans should be. It's one of the reasons why it would have been great to see him play in the preseason. But according to Kevin, he's ready to roll. So I guess we'll find out in 2 weeks.
Frank, we appreciate you, buddy. I think you're giving Chase Daniel more credit than you're giving Deshaun Watson. And that, again, it's fine, and I definitely agree. Like, I know people want to make this a bleep or get off the pot moment. That's not really what this is because of the contract. But would we all feel better if we got something, especially early in the season? Man, we get out those first 4 weeks, and Deshaun hits the ground running, and it's a passing offense, and it looks, yes. Should we expect that early? No. Even if you get it, should we take it to the bank? No. It's not about 4 games. It's not about 8 games. It's not about 10 games. It's about 15, 16, 17 games. And then, by the way, he gets through that. We're just going to do it again in the postseason. Like, I'm already willing to meet everybody where we are on this, which is we're going to move the goalposts. And right now it's, can you hit this initial bar? And then it's going to be, here's the next bar, and here's the next bar after that. All right, against Dallas, you have 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 235 yards, you get a win. That's okay, that's cool. Now against Jacksonville, can you take it up one more half step? I totally understand that there is going to be some natural, is this good enough? Is this what we traded for? Is this acceptable? But it just felt, and I don't know Chase, so I don't want to go too heavy on it, but it's that kind of stuff of, well, I saw a guy throw a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter of a preseason game. Could he be better than Deshaun Watson, the $230 million man? And by the way, Jameis did not look good in that game. So I don't know where Chase is coming from in what seems like maybe he has an axe to grind. If it was just pure objective analysis, which is tough with Deshaun, I do know that, it wouldn't bug me. There's nothing about this tweet that was objective over the weekend, and it annoyed the hell out of me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.